about a subject that I want to entitle My Thanksgiving Inventory. My Thanksgiving Inventory. I want to set my clock here. Amen. Somebody say amen. When a preacher say that, you ought to really get excited. Amen. Don't get that excited. Do you know how preachers can be? You know, once we get going, it's hard to stop. But I'm going to be obedient today to the timing and to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Because you can't say it all. Folk ain't going to live but a little bit at a time anyway. I got that from a man of wisdom. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Amen. Listen, we need to be thankful for life. We need to be thankful for health. We need to be thankful. We need to constantly put ourselves in remembrance to all of the things that we have to be thankful about. I got a text last night, well, yesterday evening, from Apostle Wilson, and he had told me, I don't know if you guys know, but Mother Foxworth passed. And then my mother responded to a text and told me that my longtime neighbor, who we grew up around, she passed as well. There's been a lot of death, been a lot of passing. And, you know, it's hard when you pass on a holiday. To some, it ruins their whole entire holiday. That's why we need to be thankful for our loved ones, and we need to always express that as a habit, because you don't know how long you or your loved ones will be here. Yeah, you're here this year, you're not the next. And I just thank God that I'm here. I'm thank God you're here. I get to see you again another year. Amen. So let's just put our hands together for thankfulness to God, for God being an awesome God, for God being a merciful God, for God being a wonderful, wonderful God. I'm in awe with God. But now that the Thanksgiving holiday is over and the preparation for Christmas is about to begin, before we find ourselves victim of all of the commercialization, you know, all of that stuff that we get to see on TV and, you know, that this world has turned our holidays in, because it's truly turned our holidays into something that it never was intended to be. But before we pack up our Thanksgiving sentiments and move on to, you know, what we want for Christmas, what we're desiring for Christmas, I want to bring to our attention what the word Thanksgiving truly means and why it's so important not to ever forget the reasons why we give thanks, first to God and then to, you know, those that God places in our lives to make contributions, I want to say, to our faith. Today I want to talk to you again from the subject Thanksgiving Inventory. And I gave it this title because how many of you know that if you fail to make a mental list of the reasons why you're thankful, they can subconsciously get buried under the weight of everything else that life brings before you to distract you from your gratitude towards God? How many of you know if you don't constantly put yourself in remembrance to the things that you're thankful for, because of all of the things that you could, quote unquote, not be thankful for, sometimes those override the things that you are thankful for. So you got to put in work, people. We got to constantly put ourselves in remembrance to the things that God has done for us and in us. Well, in this message today, I want to introduce to some and remind to others what being grateful truly is. Because what it's not is this one day on the calendar and then, you know, back to business as usual, like most people do. I was a little upset because we're sitting around Thanksgiving dinner and all I could see on the TV was Black Friday. Now, Black Friday hadn't even come yet. They're already trying to get my money for Christmas. We got a whole month Can we have some thankful time together without family members having to leave because they're trying to get in these lines? Folk cut their blessings short because of all of this rat race and hustle and bustling. And I understand, you know, they want to make money, but everything's not about money. Can we just sit down and relax and enjoy each other's company without thinking about what we're going to buy you for Christmas? So we have to put ourselves in remembrance so that we don't let these things distract us from the true meaning of Thanksgiving. Well, until, you know, this meaning, which consists of two words, giving and thanks, I kind of switched it. You know, we know it as Thanksgiving, but I like to say giving and then thanks. Thank you for giving, God. Thank you for thinking about me, God. You know, thank you for everything you've done that I couldn't do for myself, God. I want to thank you, God. I want to thank you for the things I know you've done, and I also want to thank you for the things I have no clue that you've done. Because I'm alive today because of those things I did not know you were doing. Because how many of you know you would have been gone a long time ago if it was predicated on what you were able to do? You know there are diseases, germs, bacteria that we run into every single day that if it were not for the bloodshed power of God upon our lives, sprinkled over the doorposts of our lives and our hearts and our bodies, that they would have took us out long time ago. Somebody sneeze in your face, you could catch something. I thank God for his supernatural ability to protect me, even when I don't know I need protection. So I called it giving thanks. And I, you know, there's a true meaning that we need to write within the inventory of our hearts. You know, the fourth Thursday of November that Abraham Lincoln proclaimed in 1863, you know, I don't even think it really deserves to even be called the National Day of Thanksgiving anymore. Somebody say, my Thanksgiving inventory. Yeah, it was supposed to be Thanksgiving, but it's turned into something completely else. Something totally different. And we're going to talk about it today. In your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 136. Psalms 136, Psalm. I want to read beginning in verse 23. Amen? When you have that, say amen. Psalms 136. Out of the Amplified, it says, to him who earnestly remembered us in our low estate and imprinted us on his heart, for his mercy and loving kindness endures when? Come on, say it like you mean it. Forever. Aren't you glad it never wanes? Aren't you glad he didn't change his mind one day? What does forever mean? It means forever. It's so long you don't even need to worry about it. Verse 24 says, and rescued us from our enemies for his mercy. Somebody say mercy. Mercy. His mercy and loving kindness endure also forever. Aren't you glad of that? Yeah. To him who gives food to all flesh for his what? Mercy. And what? Loving kindness endures when? Forever. Anytime God says something more than once, you need to take heed to it. Verse 26 says, oh, give thanks. This is the part I like. To God, the God of heaven, for his mercy and loving kindness endures forever. Aren't you glad about it? Listen, Thursday morning, as I was getting dressed, you know, getting ready to go over to my parents' house, all of a sudden I got this epiphany out of nowhere. It came like a flash to me. I thought about all of the many things that I'm truly grateful for that I believe is going to bless you this afternoon. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever just out of the blue experienced an unexpected gratitude? Just out of the blue, you just became thankful towards someone or something that somebody did for you that you know you didn't really deserve or they didn't really have to. Have you ever just out of the blue, just a thought came to your mind or a memory just popped in your head of some gratitude that somebody did for you, something that they did out of the blue, something that they did that they didn't really have to do for you? Have you ever experienced that? And something, I mean, something that you know you didn't even deserve. You didn't, nothing to deserve what somebody did for you. It ain't a lot of that still around, but, you know, because it's a lot of self-centeredness and stuff. But I love it when people think about me. I love it when I don't ask for certain things and they just show up. I love it when, you know, I can just think about the goodness of God and all the things that he's done for me that I didn't need. I didn't ask. I didn't even know I wanted. I had no clue that it was, you know, on the mind of God. Well, that's what happened to me when I thought about this word Thanksgiving. I was getting dressed and, you know, I was like, I'm about to go over my mama's and my daddy's house and we're going to eat. And I got my uncles and my aunts and my cousins, my nephews and them coming over. And we're going to, you know, we're going to have a good time like we do every single year. I thought about these two words, thanks and giving, which is really what the holiday was supposed to mean. And don't get me wrong. You know, I, like everybody else, look forward to this day that we set aside to come together to fellowship and, you know, eat some, you know, some beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, hams, hogs, dogs, chickens, turkeys, rabbits, you name it. You know, come on, somebody. Shirley Caesar ain't the only one who can cook. Well, in my gratitude towards this holiday and all of the food that I was going to partake of, you know, that's a real polite, you know, way of saying that I ate like I lost my ever-loving mind. I realized that the reason why some fast food restaurants keep their doors open on Thanksgiving is because that's all that some people have to eat. Because they don't have families to spend their holidays with, or even a home to enjoy a home-cooked meal. Some don't even have enough money to buy a turkey. Well, if you've never experienced what it's like to live like this, you really can't understand what it's like to watch another holiday come and go without enjoying what millions of other people take for granted. And even though I've never experienced what this feels like personally, I'm not foolish enough to think that, you know, this kind of misfortune could never happen to me. Quite the opposite. The only reason why some of us are not in the same position today is because of the grace of God. I mean, if it wasn't for the grace of God, we could have all, you know, been born into families with nothing to be thankful for. You ever thought about that? I'm so grateful that I have two parents who are still alive for me to enjoy the holidays with. I am so grateful. I'm telling you. And even if they were not here, even if they had went on to be with the Lord, like some of you, I would be thankful that they are with Jesus, giving him eternal thanks. Come on, somebody. You might not have a parent here, but you ought to be grateful that Jesus is right now standing in front of them with his arms wide open and they're thanking him. And here's another one. Even if they're not, you ought to be thankful that you can someday when you leave this earth. That's why it's so important to set aside some time every single day, young people, to give God thanks on purpose. Not accidentally. You ought to give God thanks on purpose. Thank you, Father, that I have a father. Thank you, Father, that I have a mother. And even if they're no good, thank you that you use them to get me here on the earth. You got something to be thankful for.